Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning into the Christian Authors on Tour Blog Talk Radio Show. Sit back and enjoy inspirational interviews with Christian fiction and nonfiction authors from around the world who are on fire for God and committed to using writing as a ministry tool. Feel free to follow our show at www.blogtalkradio.com/Christian Authors on Tour or like our Facebook page, The Christian Authors on Tour Blog Talk Radio Show.
All right. Good afternoon or good morning or good evening, depending on when you're listening. But if you're listening live, it's good afternoon right now. This is Lynn Pender. I am one of your co-hosts of the Christian Authors on Tour Blog Talk Radio Show. We are so excited that you are joining us today, and it is Third Friday. So I have a team here with me. I have Mitzi Carrasquillo out of Boston. I have Dr. Leroy McKenzie out of Baltimore. How are you two doing today?
Hello. Hello. Doing well. Doing well.
A beautiful day. Last couple of days of
yes. I know. Yes. I know. We keep saying this every time we get together. We keep saying how quickly the year is going by. But it really is going by in a blink of an eye.
Yes, I know. I seen on the news today that it's 100 days till Christmas. I'm like, what?
I know. I mean, that fast how 2022 has gone by. That, I mean, it has really literally flown by. Wow.
This 2022 year has been a year of rest for the Christian Authors on Tour family, and we've had a lot going on just in terms of our individual members. And I just want to say publicly, one of our co-hosts, Pastor Steve, lost his wife, and so we just want to let him know. I know sometimes he listens, and just want to let him know how much we love him and how much we're behind him and how much we're praying for him and his family. Right, Dr. Leroy?
Yeah. I did. I attended the funeral services, and of course I left our regards in regards to the Christian Authors on Tour. And of course, I talked to him afterwards, and he was touched. He, and this is how powerful the service was. He did his wife's eulogy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, and he did a wonderful. I mean, fantastic job. I mean, he even sang too. Because for those that don't know, he's a musician, but he also can sing. But he sang.
Yes.
It was a powerful service, but to see him to do what he did, and I told him, I'm like, man, that takes strength to be able to do that, you know. The person that you spent 17 years with, and to perform their eulogy, made me think about my father. My father did my grandfather's eulogy because my father was a pastor as well. But he did his eulogy, and it just takes a certain, to me, it's just strength to be able to do that, you know. It was powerful. But the whole service was a celebration of her and everything that she had meant to him and she had done in the community and everything like that. But I was glad to be able to be there, to be a part of. Sending our regards and personally as well too, but beautiful woman. She was just a loving, serving woman of God. She really was. She really truly was. So I know
he
knows.
And First Lady Turner. She was also a musician. She was a drummer. She would play those drums. Did you know that? Did you know she was a drummer? Yes. So, yes. So yes, we definitely want to give our regards. We love Pastor Steve Turner so much, and so I'm so glad that you were able to just be there. It's, you know, grief is tough. You know, it's tough, mm-hmm. and it lingers. And so we'll definitely be keeping him and his family in our prayers.
Amen.
And we are here today. As usual, we have a phenomenal Christian author that we want to share with our listening audience. And I'm excited. I've had the opportunity to work with this young lady in years past, and I've had the opportunity to help her promote her husband, who is also a part of Christian Authors on Tour. And now we have the honor and the blessing of having the opportunity to work with her in her books. And so I'm just really tickled pink that we have Christian author and First Lady Kirsten Maiden here. And we're just excited to get going with the interview, right?
Yes, yes. So we're so excited, and we just want to welcome this beautiful woman of God, First Lady Kirsten Maiden. Kirsten Maiden is a Christian blogger who writes devotionals that empower and equip believers in their everyday lives. Kirsten is a wife, mom, pastor's wife, author, and speaker. Most importantly, she loves Jesus with all her heart. Her mission is to help women in ministry recover from burnout. Amen. Kirsten is also a writing contributor for Bible Study Tools, I Believe in You Version. She has a Master's of Divinity degree from Emory University. For the last 20 years, Kirsten has served in several ministry roles, serving with children, youth, and women. She has been a featured guest also on the Rooted and Overflowing in the Path podcast. Currently, Kirsten serves alongside her husband in ministry in West Virginia. She is the author of Merciful Moments, a devotional journal for moving forward with grace each day. Amen. Welcome, First Lady Kirsten Maiden, to Christian Authors on Tour.
Thank you so much for having me, and thank you, Lynn, for the invitation. I'm really excited to just be with you and share a little bit about my book.
Amen. Now that bio, that's just wrapped it all up into one when we talk about moving forward with grace each day. For all that you do, tell us about the book and how it relates to you and what you're hoping to get out of it.
Sure. So the name of the book, as you've mentioned, is Merciful Moments. I wrote the book last. It came out last August of 2021. And really the premise of the book is it's a 27-day devotional plan where I provide scripture, practical, and tangible strategies to help women specifically get unstuck, overcome overwhelm, and really begin to embrace God's grace and mercy each day. Because, and really the reason why even, you know, God prompted me to write the book is because it stemmed from when I had my daughter. She's four now, but when I was a first-time mom, you know, just wanted to kind of get everything right. I guess I would call myself a recovering perfectionist to a certain degree, you know, not wanting to, like, make any mistakes or, you know, just kind of really being hard on myself. And kind of during that season, God had to, like, really sit me down and say, wait a minute, absolutely no one's perfect but me. You're going to make mistakes, and it's not a reflection of who you are. It's just an opportunity for you to invite me in more. And so that's really kind of how, like, God birthed in me the desire to write the devotional, and it really just stems from the theme verse of the devotional is Lamentations 3:22-23 about the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning, and great is your faithfulness. So that's really the premise of the book. It's just an encouragement to all the readers to, you know,
thank you.
Give yourself grace, first of all.
Christian author. Thank you for tuning into the Christian.
and receive God's grace greater each day, because we all have a tendency to kind of beat up ourselves up for whatever that thing may be that you feel like you're stuck in or overwhelmed with, whether it be goals or life or, you know, prayers that aren't going unanswered or circumstances that are challenging. So that's really the premise, is just providing different ways and giving ourselves permission to receive God's grace and mercy more each day.
Amen.
This is Dr. Leroy. What got you started in writing, and then what made you want to write in terms of a devotion? What was it that made you want to go in that particular lane to be able to bring forth the writing?
Yeah, so my BA degree is in English, so I've been writing, okay, you know, since just all throughout my schooling. And so I love writing. I love the craft of it. It's always been an outlet for me, particularly when it comes to journaling or, you know, just kind of getting my thoughts down, free writing creatively. But really specifically, I would say within the last 4 years is when God has really been speaking to me more about writing devotionals for women specifically, to help them encourage and uplift them. Just with everyday life, you know, problems or just challenges and ways we can overcome them through the Lord. And so I started a blog, back in 2019. I had absolutely no, technological expertise. I was okay, I know the Lord just gave this in my heart. And I was just sharing personal experiences from my life that I would hope would encourage others. And so that's really kind of how I started going through the devotional route, and then an opportunity was presented to me to write daily devotionals for a Christian women's organization called Beloved Women, and that is really where I just kind of started writing them more. I wrote personal devotionals for myself, and then also I wrote for Beloved Women and a couple other publications. So the devotional writing actually really just manifested within the last 3 or 4 years, even though I've been writing, you know, in a lot of different capacities for a while.
Amen, amen. And I just love the title, Merciful Moments. I just, I think about our day and, you know, sometimes how difficult our lives can be and how intricate and just, you know, like you said, sometimes we're our own worst enemy. Sometimes we're harder on ourselves than anybody else. And to remember to have not only merciful moments with other people, but to remember to have merciful moments with ourselves, you know, so that, and then your tagline after that is moving forward with grace each day. And so I want you to talk a little bit about what that looks like for you. What does it look like to have a merciful moment so that you can move forward with grace each day?
Right. So I would say for me specifically, let's take, for example, me, of course, we all have to-do lists, you know, every day that, you know, there's things that we set out to do for our day, whether they be personally, professionally, or just, you know, just in general. And so, when I get to the end of the day and I feel like, oh, man, I may not have gotten everything done on my to-do list, you know, instead of, stressing out about it or being anxious about it, you know, first of all, celebrate what has gone well that day, you know, having an attitude of gratitude, you know, going to God in prayer and thanking him for giving me the ability to do that, and then starting again the next day. It could also mean, you know, if I was short that day with anyone in my family, you know, whether it be my husband or my daughter or a coworker, or, you know, my attitude wasn't as best as I would have liked for it to be or represented Christ the way in which I would have liked for it to have done, you know, A, asking for forgiveness, not staying in whatever prompted that, and just allowing the Word of God to encourage me and strengthen me and start again the next day. So it's really, having a merciful moment is really trying not to dwell on what happened yesterday or taking the things of what happened yesterday into the next day, and balancing when we do have those challenges with, you know, gratitude and celebrating what's going well and celebrating the progress that we that God has allowed us to accomplish each day. So it's really, instead of looking at the totality of the entire situation or looking so far down the road that we're not able to enjoy or celebrate, it's really about saying, thank you, Lord, for a new start. Thank you, Lord, for providing me with X, Y, and Z to get this done, even though I may have wanted something else. So it's really, first of all, it requires us to pause for a moment. That's where that moment piece comes in. And it really requires us to step back and spend that time with God to allow God to show me, okay, you know what did go well today? How can you strengthen me, you know, as I move forward? And it's acknowledging that God is present with you, so you're not doing any of this absent from God, that you're receiving his mercy every single moment, and we need it so that we can move forward at times when we may not feel that we want to move forward, because our feelings really, you know, often we allow our feelings to lead us rather than God's grace and God's mercy.
Yes,
so that's really,
indeed.
That's what merciful moments represents for me, and I hope it does for the listeners.
Amen. Amen. Because, you know, we can have those 10 things we did. We could do 9 amazing. That one thing we can beat ourselves.
Yep. We'll just keep harping on that.
Yes.
Until forever.
Yes. Yes.
And it just diminishes, it ultimately just diminishes God's authority and presence when we try to, we know that God is moving, but oftentimes we just kind of push that aside to try to just, you know, forge ahead with whatever that one thing is. And it's not recognizing fully God's sovereignty, that we don't ultimately have control over anything. You know what I mean? Even though God has given us the ability, God has given us gifts, that even our best efforts will never, they'll always fall short if we don't allow God to enter into the circumstances or whatever we're going through.
Amen. Amen. So how do you market your book? What's your marketing plans for? This is such a beautiful book, and it's so needed in this season of this world that we're all in. How do you market it to the unsaved?
So, yeah, I mean, I think that's a good question. I mean, I think as far as marketing to the unsaved, I mean, the message is universal about, you know, all scripture tells us that we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So that message in itself is for believers and non-believers. And I think oftentimes as it's easy to kind of talk with, you know, in the spirit of believers, I think especially if you're serving in ministry and you're talking to folks that for the most part you feel like they have a baseline for the message. But I would start by saying that, you know, God loves you. You know, God loves all of us. And that as a result of the ultimate act of God's mercy was sending his son Jesus on the cross to die for us. And so I think it's important to communicate to a non-believer specifically that there is no condemnation in Christ Jesus, because I think oftentimes from my experience and observation, oftentimes there's a barrier that keeps non-believers from either, you know, coming to church or interacting with believers because they feel like they're too far gone or their situation is just not redeemable. And so I would just encourage and speak to someone and say that, you know, there's nothing that you've done that is too far removed from God's love and God's grace and God's mercy as well. So that's kind of
beautiful.
How I would share that with a non-believer, because again, like I said, I think the guilt and the shame often that many may face, we all are sinners, but you know, that many unbelievers may feel like they just aren't, they're not redeemed, and they're not redeemable, like their life is not redeemable, but we know that in Christ that they are. So that's how I would start. But that's a good question.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Yeah. I want to ask you this. Journaling and devotions is, I think, a important tool and thing that we should do. as individuals and people? Why do you think that it's important for people to journal? And I'm sitting here thinking, I'm thinking about the, and I don't know if you all are familiar with the movie A Journal for Jordan, which the movie Michael B. Jordan was in, and he directed it. Or I think Denzel directed it. I think that's what it was. But it's a movie about this army gentleman, and he meets his to-become wife, and they develop this relationship. But one of the gifts that she gives to her husband is a journal, and she wanted him to write to their son that that she's getting ready to have. And he begins to write in this journal. And when the young boy is old enough, he gets to read his father's thoughts to him. And it's a great story for folks that haven't watched the movie. It's a beautiful beautiful movie and well-put-together story, but it's actually a true story. Because the young lady, she actually worked for, I want to say New York Times. It was one of the newspapers up there in New York. But how important was journaling to you before you wrote this? And then is that one of the things that you want your, I can't even say, is it readers that you would consider? Because I know you have them do work in the journal. So how important is that journaling, you think, for people to do?
I think it's very important. I mean, I think there's, when you think about communicating with God, I think oftentimes we just kind of focus on prayer, like a verbal prayer, which is, of course, that's very important. But there's diverse ways of communicating. And I think for me, journaling growing up was really important because I was someone that was kind of, I guess, I mean, some would call me reserved, like, you know, back in high school. And I wasn't, like, one of the loudest ones, and to this day I don't feel like I still am, but some would beg to differ. But journaling was a way for me to just kind of get my thoughts out without feeling like I was either judged or critiqued or, you know, just felt like I had to say everything, you know, verbally. It was just a way of me to just express myself freely to God, and whatever was on my mind, it was just on the pages, it could just flow. And that's one of the things that I think that is important. And journaling also can be a good appeal for readers or listeners because it, again, it's just your thoughts, you know what I mean? And so unless you're asked to share or to read them, you know, that's something that you can go back and look at years later, because there's many times where I've had, like, old journals where I've gone back and looked at things that I wrote, you know, years ago, and it's so many things still apply, you know, currently. So I think it's a great alternative to talk to God, to communicate with God, and just even get down. You know, a lot of times we have so much things that are weighing in our mind that it just needs to come out. And so I think journaling is a very good option for listeners as well. And in my book, at the end of each devotional, I have some action items, like action questions that I pose for the reader, and there's an opportunity for them to journal their thoughts as well. Because a lot of times folks, you know, they're not able to, it takes time to process different things, and so I think journaling is a great way to do that in an unrushed manner. So for those of you who are listening, I would encourage you to journal. And it doesn't have to be long. It doesn't have to be perfect. It could just be what's on your heart.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Yes, yes. And if folks want to purchase copies of your book or if they want to invite you out as a guest speaker, how can they do that?
Yes, the book Merciful Moments is currently available on Amazon. So you just type in Merciful Moments. And I do have a website. It's kirstenmaiden.com. And there's a way if you'd like to, you know, book me as a speaker or just contact with me more, there's an opportunity to do that on the website. And I'm on all social media links as well. At Instagram at Kirsten S. Maiden, and then on Facebook, just my name, Kirsten Maiden.
Great. And First Lady, what advice would you provide to an aspiring author?
This is a good question. So one of the biggest pieces of advice I would encourage with an aspiring author is to, it may sound simple, but to just start writing. I wanted everything to be perfect before I, you know, went out and publishing. The publishing aspect is a totally different aspect, but first you have to get it off your paper. And I would say just start, you know, writing little by little things that God has given you to share, even the topic, and, you know, pray about it. You've got to pray about it and let the Holy Spirit guide you in the writing process. And don't get so caught up on, like, don't try to edit and write at the same time. You know, that's just too much. Just freely write. Be confident and take whatever you feel like God has given you and hold it close and continue to communicate with God, I would say, even before you start sharing it with others. And just know that God will lead you and guide you. And don't try to rush the process, because the book will manifest the way it's supposed to in God's timing. But I would just say start.
That part again. Please say that part again. Please don't try and edit and write at the same time.
Yes. Please don't try to edit and write at the same time. First of all, it's just not healthy. It's just, you drive yourself crazy. Just freely write. Freely write. Start writing. Got to start writing. And, you know, let the Holy Spirit guide you, and it'll come together when it's supposed to.
I love it. I absolutely love it. You know, all of us are authors on here, and people always ask us, well, you know, you'll see the same person working on the same book, you know, years later, and you just have to start. You just have to start. You know, it's no rocket science to it. You just have to pour your heart out. So I just love every single answer you just gave regarding, and I pray someone receives that too.
Yes, and perfection is not possible. It's just not. So get out your own head and, you know, just invite the Holy Spirit in, and what's on paper will be what's supposed to have been on paper.
Amen.
I like that. And first thing, you're going to hear that, get out your own head again. I'm just letting you know. I like that.
Yes. And I like the perfection is not possible.
I'm talking to myself, too.
Absolutely. I love it. Really quick, because I know time is winding down. But I want to ask you, what does Merciful Moments, what does that title mean to you?
It means to me just, first of all, relaxing. It means to me that each day just is going to bring a brand new adventure that you just can't anticipate, even with all the variables that, you know, you try to plan and organize and, you know, do what you can do in your own strength. But it just means that God's with you. God's with me. And, you know, that God loves me so much and loves us so much that he's not going to just leave us within our, where we are, you know, whether that be stuck or frustrated or overwhelmed. And it really just means that, you know, there's an opportunity to just erase what happened yesterday and start again. And there's endless opportunities. And that just, that's refreshing to know that God's mercies never end, just like the scriptures say. They're new every single morning, but we have to be willing to just receive them and invite God's mercies in. So it encourages me every single day to know that God's mercies are available and that God's grace is available. And it's a free gift that we don't have to earn or work for. So it just encourages me.
Yes. It encourages me too.
Indeed. Yeah. This whole interview has been so awesome. So I just want to thank you so much. We're coming to a close. I can't believe how fast the time goes. But again, I just want to thank you so much for sharing. And we're so looking forward to being able to support you by getting a copy of the book. And I hope our listening audience, I hope you all will get a copy of the book. But I just want to say thank you so much, okay?
Thank you so much, everyone. I just appreciate the opportunity, and I hope you guys have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you. What a beautiful interview.
Yes. Thank you. And I'll look to stay connected. I'll look to stay connected with all of you.
Very nice.
Absolutely.
Indeed. Indeed. Mitzi and Dr. McKenzie, you know it's always a time when we get together on Third Friday. Thank you.
Yes, yes.
It is always a good time.
Thank you both. Yes. And our listening audience, listen, we want to thank you too. We want to thank you for supporting the Christian Authors on Tour Blog Talk Radio Show. We air the 1st, the 3rd, and the 5th Friday of every month, 2 p.m. live. And guess what? Next year is 2023, and God willing, we'll be back on the tour circuit. So be sure, hopefully we'll be updating the website, www.christianauthorsontour.com, before the end of October. But until then, God bless. Remember to read the most important book of all, that's the Holy Bible. Open that book, find a scripture, read it, hide it in your heart, and live it. Until next time, everybody, God bless.